Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to have with us Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. The number one trending thing on Twitter is Tom Cruise. Two faces have I remember that song, Greg?
No.
You don't remember that song? Oh, come on.
I barely remember Tom Cruise because he looked different.
Really? Well, he
doesn't
does.
Look like he used to look.
And so that's why there is so much of an outpouring, kind of nasty remarks
on Twitter.
I know. It's amazing.
That's shocking.
It is, yes. What happened to Tom's face?
You know, we could be talking about ISIS. We could be talking about the Middle East. We could be talking about the presidential election. We're talking about Tom Cruise's
because
face.
It's the number one thing.
Like, well, that's my point.
So what do you make of Twitter losing value? I think you said here at some point, and so have others, that Facebook had lost its momentum, even though it has, 1.6 billion users around the planet, and they're all worth a buck a piece
A buck? Oh, much exactly, more than that.
So then Twitter loses its starch because it has been losing, 20, 30,000 people a month. And people are going to Instagram and to Tumblr and other places. But I seem to, at least for the crowd that follows me, we find Twitter to be more used than anything else. So what's the story? Is this an age thing?
You know, what's really interesting about Twitter is that I would say it is the most talked about piece of technology in the history of man.
Twitter.
I mean, every story. Well, you don't talk about Twitter, but what we talk about is courtesy
comes,
of Twitter.
Right, exactly. From Twitter.
It is the mechanism by which we know what's important. Like Tom Cruise's face is way more important than whether Apple should create some special software that would throw tens of millions of iPhone users at risk. Tom Cruise's face, it's way more important than that.
Right.
And the and this is the challenge that Twitter faces, is the number of people that quote unquote use Twitter, which is to engage in it in the conversation like we're having right now. And I haven't even been to my Twitter page today.
Lots of stuff on my Twitter page about the Zika virus.
Yes.
Kanye West and Tom Cruise. That's where it is.
Kanye, yes. Yeah. But my point is, what Twitter has not learned how to do is to wrap up all the conversation about Twitter and make it valuable as well as the actual interactions on Twitter
itself. But
first they have to make it a cohesive thing.
Yeah.
And they do. Look, that sounds crass and commercial, but if they don't monetize it, they don't live.
What good is it to the stockholders?
Exactly. Well, and I mean, and it's expensive to make and continue to do the R&D of a Twitter. I mean, it costs millions, I would guess, even billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't make money, who's going to keep pouring that money into it?
Good question. All right. Next question has to do with whether or not Apple ought to allow the shooter in San Bernardino's iPhone to be opened. The judge says, yeah, you better do it. The FBI wanted to hack into, what's the guy's name, Farouk?
Yeah, I'm not the best at
Syed Farouk.
I'm going to avoid that. Yeah.
Killed those 14 people in December. Now the ruling is that Apple has to be required to provide reasonable technical assistance. What the heck does that mean to the FBI?
So this is a really interesting case, and I'm actually on the Apple website, and there is a letter that you can click to right on the homepage from the CEO, Tim Cook, about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is not about Apple. This is about our present day and future lives in a digital world.
Right. Who has access to your information?
And who, what are legal rights? What are legal precedences? And what Apple is saying, and it's important to understand this, and I'm not saying it's true or not. I don't know if it's true or not. But what Apple is saying is, you're asking us, A, to do something we cannot do. It's impossible. And you're also asking us to do something
which is not true.
It may be true. It may be true because we're talking about encryption here.
Yeah.
And they don't hold the data. So the government is asking them to find a way to get to it on the phone. which may destroy the phone. Mm-hmm. But it's also a question of if they make what's called a backdoor into one iPhone, what happens to that code? What if it falls into the wrong hands? Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. By the way, the phone actually belongs to the county of San Bernardino, where he worked. It wasn't his personal phone. It was the phone of his at his workplace. So, all right, that was a great report, Greg. Thank you. Greg Stebbin here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.